You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, there's a new study out. You always love that. But you know what it proves? I couldn't believe it. Laughter is really the best medicine. Laughter is the best heart medicine. Scientists in Brazil, patients who laughed at funny shows just twice a week, they were already heart patients. They had reduced inflammation and increase in the heart's capacity to pump oxygen. They had happy hormones. That's what it produces. Endorphins, dopamine, serotonin. That's all. They're happy hormones. And it can boost your immunity. Go figure, right? So with that said, a kindergartner was observing her classroom of children while they were drawing. She would occasionally walk around to see each child's work. As she got to one little girl who was working diligently, she asked, "What's that a drawing of?" And the girl replied, "I'm drawing God." The teacher paused and then said, "Well, no one really knows what God looks like." Without missing a beat, that little girl replied, "Well, they will in a minute." Absolutely.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I teased John Tesh. If you're as old as I am, I mean, you remember him and Mary Hart when they used to do Entertainment Tonight? They basically started and brought a claim to that whole format of television. I mean, it's been years now. And she did quite an interview of him. He went through quite a struggle with an illness one time. It was incredible. But he's certainly been through it. But John Tesh, born actually in Long Island. But I knew when I talked to him, I guess I got an opportunity to interview him based on the fact that he did some music. You know, he was into instrumental music and stuff after he left Entertainment Tonight. But we talked about him being a believer, talked about why he left, you know, had some funny stuff. But I knew that he had worked in radio in North Carolina. And I'm trying to think of the... I know it was a station in Raleigh and stuff. And it blew him away, kind of, that I knew that. And so that was, you know, we had a real friendly talk. And plus, he was up way early. I said, you know, he's on the West Coast. That's 3 hours before. I said, "Man, you're up early." He said, "Very early. I'm up." "Yeah, I am, right." And everybody remembers that. He said, "My daughter that he had with Connie Selica," he said, "she doesn't even remember me." She's like 12. And then now she's grown. I know. I'm sure she is. Everybody is. All the grandkids are grown. But he is working on a, well, he does, what's the radio show that he does? For Life thing. Anyway. But he's working on Secrets to Answered Prayers right now. So he gives a quite an inspirational little testimony for you.
In 1973, I was living in a pup tent in a park in North Carolina. I had been suspended from NC State University for forging a professor's name on a drop ad form. Next, my dad threw me out of the house, saying I had disgraced the family, and just like that, I was alone, ashamed, and with no vision for my future, much less what my purpose would be in life. I rose with the sun, I worked on a construction crew all day, I bussed tables at night, and then crawled into my sleeping bag exhausted and depressed each day. I was certain I had no future. My only hope was the promises and the scriptures I found in the Bible, and that stillness each night that allowed me to meditate on my future. It was that struggle and the notion that no one was coming to save me that drew me closer to God and allowed me to hear his voice of encouragement. It birthed a new vision for what was possible for me. And then, 36 months later, I was anchoring the newscast as a correspondent for CBS TV in New York City.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Venturing into uncharted territory. Not entirely. You know I'm from North Carolina, but North Carolina football in a land where basketball, college basketball, is supreme, always took a back seat, maybe even further than that. But last night was an unprecedented victory. Much surprised because I saw the first half, which was Duke Blue Devils taking on the ninth ranked Clemson Tigers, right? Lately have been a powerhouse. They're the defending ACC champions, by the way. Clemson coming in to Duke. And it was 7-6, I believe, Clemson at the half. And boy, it was, they were really, doing battle, as they said. And when I saw the score this morning, Duke 28-7 over Clemson, I was stunned. And, of course, everybody else was, too. They rushed the field. You would have thought they won the national championship. It was incredible, and rightly so. They haven't beaten a top 10 team since 1989 when Steve Spurrier was there. Went on to be a coaching legend. So, very interesting. You would say possibly that is a classic David and Goliath story, right? We would use that terminology probably because of what we've been taught in Vacation Bible School and what we continue to teach. We picture David as a kid, really, you know. He's just a kid going up against a giant, right? And he's got his slingshot. It's a kid's toy, and he's got five smooth stones. You picture little pebbles, right? I'm going to change the way that whole scenario played out. David wasn't a kid. Remember, he was a shepherd. Shepherd, that's like a cowboy. You know, he had to pick up sheep. He had to defend the flock from wild animals, hence the slingshot. It is a very adept weapon. That some people have said those weren't little stones, little pebbles he picked up. It does say smooth stones. The Bible does. He picked up five smooth stones. But they believe they could have been as big as a baseball almost. They were good size. Watch a video sometime if you dare of somebody using a slingshot, the kind that was a pouch in a leather strap that they swung around their head and then let go. Well, you watch that sometime. Change your mind about the skills of a shepherd in the slingshot. And he was very skilled. And I'm convinced that Goliath was just a show. He was just a scary show. He was a big, huge person, but he obviously had a disease. He couldn't see good. He was led down to the battle. He looked at David and said, "Why do you bring two sticks?" And David only had one, you know. It was no contest. David owned him, and I think he probably knew it. And I'm thinking about that, you know, how does that relate to us? We're equipped. God has equipped us. We're looking at an enemy that wants us to think, "Oh, we're too big, you can't. What you have is nothing," you know. No, it's not. It is formidable. God has equipped you with the right stuff. And what you have is formidable to defeat your enemy, just like David.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show hotline. Yes, Kim, something particularly good happened to you lately?
Yes, actually, her daughter graduated college and just got her first job, and her son just passed his medical assistant license all like within the last few weeks. So we've been super blessed.
Wow. That's pretty cool, isn't that something? And you did all that hard work for them all those years. I hope they're appreciative.
Yeah, so happy for them.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The sound of life.
Well, today is a big day today. And honestly, I don't know why we need like a National Cheese Pizza Day. I mean, pretty much consume them right now for breakfast. There's 350, well, I should throw it out there. Just take a guess. 350 slices of pizza are consumed every minute, every day. 350 in this country, 350 slices of pizza consumed every second. But it's kind of good because you can grab a slice and you got a pretty good meal. You know, it's kind of a neat thing. You have to thank Rafael Esposito from Naples for making the pizza as we know it today, the way it's served around the area. New York City pizza, I guess, got the best dough because of the water, which comes from the Catskills. Just thought that was funny. They never say that, do they? Oh, it's because of the water. New York City has the best water. Yeah, because you pipe it in from the Catskills. I'm not saying it's not a bad idea to do. It's interesting because pizza actually goes way back. They say that Milone is the father of pizza in America, not Lombardi, who was fresh off the boat, 18 years old, opened a restaurant and stuff. But pizza, actually, I mean, you're talking about a flatbread with sauces on it and everything. I mean, that basically goes back to the Greeks and the Romans and even the Egyptians.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
What are we waiting for? Probably ought to put it on pause going to the park, Middlesex Borough, New Jersey, by the way. That's almost in the listening area, not quite. I mean, if you got an app, you listen anywhere in the world. Just let you. But Middlesex Borough was the, and it has been for about a week. Not sure they're going in the right direction there, but at the Victor Crowell Park, somebody reported seeing an alligator, and I would have thought, are you sure? They checked it out, but then on Wednesday, there were further sightings, and the officers located it, I guess, on Saturday. There was actually one of the officers discharged a firearm at it to neutralize it. But apparently it did. I don't know if he even hit anything. They said it's about right then that they should have started making the movie, or at least the reality show about this. They had pulled out drones to search for the alligator in New Jersey, okay, in Lake Creighton and the Ambrose Brook. This is all in Middlesex Borough there. That's pretty metropolitan, near the Amboys there. And the drone, one of the drones got stuck in a tree. I mean, I think knowing that there are drones out there, before I went wandering around in the weeds along the creek bed looking for an alligator, I'd probably pull out a drone. But, they closed the park, of course, for a minimum of 72 hours until such a time as the alligator is deemed to no longer be a threat, according to the Middlesex police chief. And I'm really seriously wondering if they know how alligators work. I mean, has anybody around been to Florida? You watch a show. Have you watched Swamp People? I mean, do you know how?
Quickly, before it's too late, press the superhero button.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.